News Talk 1620 WTAW on this Labor Day afternoon. Another update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Allison Prince on hand. Hope you're enjoying the holidays. We're recording on Friday.
Exactly. I'm going to be recording the holiday, enjoying the holiday. Yeah.
But there is business still to be done.
Absolutely. We are so excited because we will be kicking off our campaign officially. It has already started. September 1st is the start of our campaign, but we are officially cutting the ribbon on it on Wednesday evening, September 9th at 4:30 to 6 at Hub Collaborative with a deluxe ribbon cutting with the Chamber of Commerce. So we're really excited about that event.
Let's remind listeners where Hub Collaborative is.
Right behind Bank of America on the corner of University and Texas, next door to Mad Taco.
And we'll talk more specifics about that, obviously, later in the week. But without giving the farm away, how has the early goings gone?
So, really great so far. We've had some early support, which is wonderful. That's giving us the ability to get a head start. It's not too late to get involved with a campaign either from businesses. We're still approaching businesses. I sat down with one earlier today, and Alicia, our Director of Resource Development, who's here with me, she's going to be visiting a few more this afternoon. She's going to talk a little bit about what it means to be involved with the campaign.
Alicia Blackwell, welcome.
Thank you.
And your official title is?
Director of Resource Development.
And what does that mean?
So that means that I am over all of the campaigns that are happening throughout our community. So partnering up with our businesses within our area to set up workplace campaigns, work on sponsorships, corporate gifts, anything that a business wants to do to help give back, whether it be host a bake sale, host a pie in the face. We'll work with the business to figure out what's the best way for them to be able to give back to us and to our community.
I'm sure, ladies, that this is really customized to the philosophy of those who run the businesses.
Absolutely. We work with about 175 companies, and I would say we probably have 175 different campaigns because each one is going to be a little bit different about when their employees pledge, when it gets taken out of their paycheck, if it gets taken out of their paycheck, or if we do a different method to do it, whether there's a corporate gift, whether there's a corporate match, various different things. So Alicia's got her plate full on managing all of those, and she's been with us since July, but she has jumped in head first. What were we joking at first, saying it wasn't drinking from the fire hose, it was like being drowned by the fire hose. But she's done a great job and is still just ready to get out there and meet with a lot more companies.
And you mentioned the number 175. There are certainly more than 175 organizations out there.
Definitely.
And I say organizations because I'm sure it's more than just maybe business is the traditional organization, but I'm sure there are other groups of people who can set up how to contribute.
We work with small businesses, large businesses, nonprofits, anybody and everybody that wants to host a workplace campaign or wants to have some sort of fundraiser to give back to our area. We'll work with them, get something sorted out, figure out exactly what's going to work for their employees and for their employee culture. And so we have a lot of opportunities out there. If they want to do text to give or they want to do online giving, all of those options are open and available to them.
And not just one or the other. You can really mix and match, as both of you have said, customize it to the size. And again, I can't think of a better word than philosophy of how you all want to get this thing executed. The bottom line is to benefit the partner agencies with the United Way.
Absolutely. You know, all of our efforts for campaign, it definitely takes the lead of our focus right now, but we don't forget that our true purpose is creating impact in the community. So while this is our time of year that we are out focusing on resource development, our purpose for that is that we want to be able to work with organizations in the community to create measurable impacts in the area of education, financial stability, and health, because that's what really matters. It's one thing to be able to say, yay, we ran a great campaign, we raised a lot of money, but it's another thing to say, now we've taken that money, we've invested it in the community, and we're seeing changes in our community.
How does one go about contacting either one of you? And Allison's pointing at Alicia.
If companies are interested in having any sort of campaign or fundraiser to give back during our community campaign season, they can find more information on our website, uwbv.org, or they can shoot me an email at eblackwell@uwbv.org or give us a call at 979-696-4483. And my personal extension is 118.
I would also think another opportunity is Wednesday.
Absolutely. So again, Wednesday, September 9th, will be our campaign kickoff at Hub Collaborative, 4:30 to 6. It's sponsored by Stylecraft, catered by Mad Taco. It's going to be a great event. Come out, enjoy the evening, unwind a little bit after work, have a glass of wine, a beer, some food, and learn a little bit about United Way and get involved.
That's our update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Allison Prince, Alicia Blackwell with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.